This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting deadly bombings rock a largely Shiite suburb of Damascus. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in an Islamic State-sponsored suicide bombing attack outside a sacred Shiite shrine.
Heavy plumes of black smoke engulfed the scene of the first explosion in the Sayyida Zainab district as firefighters poured water on blazing wreckage. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Sayyida Zainab blast, which struck the area near a revered Shiite shrine. The district normally has Shiite visitors from neighboring Lebanon, Iraq, and Iran. A number of explosions have targeted Sayyida Zainab during the past several years, threatening to exacerbate already heavy sectarian tensions. A TV correspondent said one blast near a market might have claimed more lives, but for the light Ramadan traffic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State fighters in their weeks-old offensive to retake the provincial town of Fallujah. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhadat appeared to meet heavy resistance. That's despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Al Jazeera Television reported that Islamic State militants had repulsed government forces trying to enter Fallujah from the south. The TV channel also claimed that IS suicide attacks on government forces north of Fallujah had caused heavy casualties. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has lambasted 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of Trump as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting trickle-down racism and it is breaking my heart. Trump replied in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Barack Obama.
He lost, he choked, like a dog he choked, and now it's time for somebody else. We're going to win, folks. We're going to win. We're not going to be choking. I don't choke.
Earlier at a rally in Florida, Trump criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as unfit to be president. A new Reuters Ipsos poll released Friday showed that Clinton leads Trump by 11 percentage points, about the same margin as last week. A young singer who won acclaim on NBC TV's The Voice competition has been killed in Orlando, Florida. Christina Grimmie was signing autographs after a concert Friday night when a gunman approached and opened fire. Sergeant Wanda Miglio is with the Orlando Police Department.
What we know is that he walked up to Christina and shot her. At that moment, her brother tackled the suspect. During that struggle, that's when the suspect shot himself in the head.
Police say Grimmie had performed Friday with the band Before You Exit at the Plaza Live in Orlando. The 22-year-old singer finished third in the 2014 season of The Voice. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging the Senate to swiftly send him a bill to help Puerto Rico manage its staggering debt crisis. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the House of Representatives has already passed a bipartisan bill to address the crisis, and now the Senate must move quickly to follow suit.
Right now, Puerto Rico is spending about a third of its tax revenue on debt payments, far more than anywhere else in America. And on July 1st, the island faces another $2 billion in debt payments that it cannot pay.
Puerto Rico is an unincorporated organized territory of the United States with Commonwealth status. And the solar-powered Solar Impulse 2 airplane circled the Statue of Liberty before landing in New York before dawn on Saturday. It's the latest leg of the electric plane's flight by Swiss pilots Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg. Organizers say the flight, which is using no fossil fuel, shows the possibility of clean energy technology. The Solar Impulse 2 has made stops in Oman, Myanmar, China, Japan, and Hawaii, as well as several U.S. cities. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.